Early on November 9, representatives from the Friends of the Forces Fellowship in Moose Jaw visited staff and students at Sunningdale Elementary School. The purpose of their visit was to remember and honor the 159 service members who died serving Canada in Afghanistan. "We had the fellowship come in, and they have 159 flags now for the soldiers who lost their lives in Afghanistan," explained Durston McKenna, vice principal at Sunningdale Elementary School. "The flags represent each of the Canadian service members killed in the line of duty during the war. There used to be 158 flags, and about 3 years ago they added the 159th flag for one of the reporters who actually used to work for the Times Herald, went to the Calgary Herald, and then went over to Afghanistan and lost her life," McKenna said. Michelle Lang was previously a reporter for the Times Herald newspaper in Moose Jaw. On December 30, 2009, Lang was killed in Afghanistan while reporting on the war for Canwest News Service and the Calgary Herald during a six-week assignment. "She was there to report back to us about what's happening, and she passed away, so they feel it was necessary to add a flag in for her," said McKenna. McKenna also shares a personal connection to the war in Afghanistan after his cousin was killed in the line of duty on April 8, 2007. "My cousin, Brent Poland, was in active duty in Afghanistan and died by a landmine in a vehicle on Easter," he said. "Unfortunately, he was part of the vehicle, crew, who passed away that day. One of these flags represents him. I sent my uncle a picture last year. He finds comfort in engulfing himself in this," McKenna recalled. "He finds a lot of pride in being involved in the community and making sure that Remembrance Day and soldiers are recognized for their active duty. To honor and remember those who died serving Canada, Sunningdale School has partnered with the Friends of the Forces Fellowship to perform this small act of remembrance each year. I think it's nice to have a visual for the kids and the Sunningdale community just to show respect for those who lost their lives," McKenna said. "It's a small reminder of the sacrifices made by those, soldiers, for our freedoms, and we want to share that with our students and our young students especially. The visual goes beyond words and numbers and helps grasp the significance of why we remember. Each of those flags was a life, a brother, a father, a son, a friend. We've gotten a few students from Ukraine. Some of these wars are happening currently. This is a reminder of what has happened, and maybe helps us put perspective on some of our new families, our newcomers, and some of the struggles they were facing before they got here," McKenna said. McKenna noted the gesture helps students understand the significance behind the ceremony that follows and allows some of the older students to better appreciate the freedoms they now enjoy. Students at Sunningdale Elementary School also participate in the yearly Remembrance Day poster contest held by the Royal Canadian Legion. "We send those posters to the Legion. I know that's Moose Jaw wide, but it is something that we take seriously here at Sunningdale, and we really encourage our kids and our staff to partake in it," McKenna said. "The school has been decorated in the theme of Remembrance Day, and every grade contributes to the effort each year. Commemorative projects include posters, origami poppies used during the morning ceremony, and a few works from past students who have graduated from the school." The highlight of Sunningdale's Remembrance Day projects is a doorway displaying pictures of Canadian service members. "We have on the door pictures of families, past and present, from Sunningdale. These include parents, grandparents, or great-grandparents who served in the Great War or World War II," said McKenna. "Just having something physical to represent Remembrance Day is just such a nice monument, and it's a small act that we can do, but I think it goes a long way and helps students understand the importance of the day," McKenna concluded. In response to some providers blocking access to Canadian news on their platforms, our website, moosejawtoday.com, will continue to be your source for hyper-local Moose Jaw news. Bookmark moosejawtoday.com and sign up for our free online newsletter to read the latest local developments.